And we're back. Season 3 of the Sports Betting Rundown, week 2 of the 2023 NFL season. And I couldn't be more fired up to be talking with you guys. 5 picks as always. It's a classic Sports Betting Rundown. I appreciate you guys who DM'd me on Twitter last week. I did post my card on Twitter. I didn't make a podcast, obviously, but I posted my card on Twitter at JSportsBetting1, so I appreciate you there. Last year, we had incredible momentum the last 5 weeks. Each episode got over 400 listens. In the last 2 weeks, they got over 1,000 listens apiece. So yes, I notice. Yes, I do appreciate it. I read all the reviews. I read everything. And just to sum, I'm so excited to get back into podcasting. Next week, it's going to be out earlier. But this is what we have this week. Saturday release, 5 picks. Let's get right into it. So before I get into week 2's picks, I just want to recap my week 1. Obviously, did not post a podcast, but I did post 5 picks, my usual slate, on the Twitter account at JSportsBetting1, or should I say the X account, JSportsBetting1. The result was 3-2, including a moneyline dog in the Las Vegas Raiders, and the final total came out to plus 1.4 units. So a good little week, some profit to build on to get into this week's 5 picks. So for my first pick of the year on the podcast, it's going to be in a game which I think is going to be a lot of fun. It's the Raiders at Buffalo. And Buffalo, a huge topic of conversation was Josh Allen's mistakes week 1 against the Jets. And yeah, it's been a problem for Josh Allen. He has, I think, the most turnovers in the league in the past year and a half. But the Jets defense is really good. And Josh Allen, he is a boomer bust type of player. I think while he is talented, people do overrate him. But the guy can put points up on the board against bad defenses, and that's what I think this Raiders team is. It's a poor defense. And really, I don't know if I trust the Bills defense that much either. This game just is giving me all the signs of a shootout. The over-under right now is 46.5. It just seems low. To me, just initially seeing the teams, I would have thought it would be low 50s, maybe 50.5, 51, 52. But the 46.5 is really interesting, and we're not going to get fancy with it. We're just going to take the over here, and I'm going to trust that both these teams can deliver and put points on the board. For my next pick, we're taking it back home to Detroit. It's going to be the Detroit Lions versus the Seattle Seahawks, and obviously we're going with the Lions here and the points, minus 4.5. It doesn't matter. This environment at Ford Field is going to be crazy. The players are firing up the fans. The fans are going to be firing up the players. The crowd is going to be in Honolulu Blue ski masks. It's going to be an electric, a hostile environment for Seattle. And throughout this whole podcast, I've always preached, you do not want to take the obvious pick. You want to zig when everyone zags. And Detroit coming off a nice week 1 win at the defending champs Kansas City, with the refs going against them pretty much the entire game. Luckily, we cashed on that on Twitter at JSportsBetting1. I had Lions money line, and that was a great bet. But they went through adversity. They went through the refs helping out Kansas City. They still came out on top. And on the flip side, you have Seattle. They were playing the LA Rams, who I personally believe are a bottom 5 team in the NFL this year. No Cooper Kupp. Stafford had to target this rookie 5th rounder, Nacua, 15 times. 15 times, and they put up 30-plus points, and they won by a lot. They kind of blew Seattle out. So conventional wisdom would say you bet on Seattle in this spot because it's almost too obvious that it's Detroit, which makes it the bet, obviously, Seattle. That is not true here. We're riding with Detroit. I do not think they get complacent. I think the combination of the players' buy-in, of Dan Campbell motivating, and of the fans being there for the home opener will be enough to avoid complacency. And I think Seattle really, really is affected by the crowd noise. I can see 5 or 6 false starts in the delay of games alone just because of the crowd at Ford Field. So because of all of this, I'm confidently picking Lions -4.5. For my third pick, we're going to Jacksonville, and they're taking on the Kansas City Chiefs this week. But I really like Jacksonville's offense. We're going with Jacksonville team total over 23.5. And this isn't so much an indictment on Kansas City, but I really do like Jacksonville this year. Week 1, they put up 31 against Indy. And I know, Indianapolis does not have that good of a defense. But on the other hand, I did not think Jacksonville played that good. And they still put up 31 points. But Trevor Lawrence, I believe, is a top 5 quarterback in the league currently. He's very good. And people think he's good, but I still think he's a little underrated. I would take him over Josh Allen, as I mentioned earlier in this podcast. But the Chiefs coming out here, I see the angle for them. They should be very desperate for a win. You cannot start the season off 0-2. Yes, I know it's the Chiefs, but you just can't do it. It's not a recipe for success. And no Chris Jones last week. He should be good to go this week. I don't know if he's 100%, though. He did not report to training camp. He has not been practicing with the team. I assume he's still in shape, but there has to be some lag to getting back to 100%. And I don't believe he's going to be 100%. The Chiefs' defense did not do that bad last week, though, despite having Chris Jones out, only letting up 21 points to the Detroit Lions. But 23.5 really isn't that much. Jacksonville, probably one of the best offenses in the league. T-Law, ETN, Ridley, Zay Jones, Evan Ingram, Christian Kirk. There's a war chest of weapons in Jacksonville. And while I'm not confident enough to say that they will cover the 3.5 or that they will win the game, I believe they will score over 23.5 points. I'm going to switch it up for pick number 4. We're going to do a player prop. And it's going to be in one of the worst games of the week, the Giants taking on the Cardinals in Arizona. And it's going to be Saquon anytime touchdown. Right now it's sitting at +115. And no, I do not think the Giants are that good. They got destroyed week 1, 0-40. And yes, well, I don't think they're good. They're not 40 points worse than any NFL team, let's be real. And especially not the Cardinals. The Cardinals, if not the worst team, they are bottom 2 or 3 in the NFL. And if the Giants aren't totally dog shit, you have to assume they win here. And if the Giants win, if they're successful against the Cardinals, there has to be a Saquon touchdown. Really, that's all there is to it. He's their main touchdown getter. He's the bell cow running back. He didn't get paid like he liked to, but he got $1.5 million raise this year and he was happy. So sure, whatever he wants. He's playing for another contract this year. He needs touchdowns in games like this. And I believe he does score one in a game like this, +115. For my last pick of the week here, it's going to be Nick Chubb receptions. Right now it's sitting at 2.5. And I do like the over here. Last week, Nick Chubb had 4 receptions against the Bengals. And this is a new role for Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb in the past has been more of the running, on the ground running back. And then they had Kareem Hunt as the RB2, but he was more the pass-catching running back. And this year, there's no Kareem Hunt. Nick Chubb is the guy. And Nick Chubb, I do believe, is the best running back in the entire league in 2023, this current day. And I do like him in the spot. Last week, he caught 4 passes. But this Steelers defense, while there is some talented spots, they did let up 30 points to the 49ers. And they let up 20 points in the first half before it really became a blowout there. So Browns are going to rely on Chubb. I think Chubb delivers, gets over 2.5 passes. And side note, ESPN, ABC, Disney, what are we doing here? a Monday night game at 7:15 and 8:15. I just realized this. I'm sure many of you don't even know that this is going on this week. You have Browns Steelers 8:15, Saints Panthers 7:15. Come on. I could plan it better. Put one at 6, put a nightcap at 9:30. There you go. But that's just me. I'm just a normal guy. I just give my betting picks. The execs at Disney have their own thing in mind, sure. But this is dumb. What are we doing here? Nick Chubb over 2.5 receptions. And that's it for this week, a traditional week of the Sports Betting Rundown. 5 picks from me. Week 2 should be a good week. I hope it is a good week. And it just feels nice to be podcasting again. First one of the year. First one in a minute. I love it. I love it. I'm going to get into the rhythm. Episodes are going to come out hopefully before the Thursday night games so I can give a Thursday night pick. But I promise you one thing, they will not be coming out on Saturday morning or Friday night, Saturday morning. I think we crossed midnight as I was recording. This isn't going to happen again. I want the podcast to get as much listens as possible. And really for you guys, it only gives you guys this week one day to listen to it before really it's expired. The podcast doesn't mean anything because the games have already been played. So I'm going to work on that. Next week is going to be a great episode coming at you earlier in the week. But as always, like, rate, subscribe, review. Please write a review. I've read some nice reviews, so keep that up. That would be amazing. It really motivates me. This is why I love making the podcast. I love the DMs too. Love the positivity on Twitter at JSportsBetting1. But that's all I have for you guys this week. As always, let's make some money.